The Mishnah says there were six boxes used for collections for Nedavos. Chissiyah said there were six boxes corresponding to the six base av for the Kahanim for the week. Each base av having their own donation box, this ensured that the skins from a particular voluntary oiler would be given to the Kahanim on duty during that day of that the donation was made. Rabbi Yochanan says there were many boxes simply because there were large amounts of donations. By having a number of boxes, we remove the likelihood of too many coins being stored in one box, which would lead to the coins corroding. Ziri says the six boxes correspond to the six types of animals that are kosher to be brought as an oiler: an ox, calf, ram, lamb, little goat, and big goat. And this follows the view of Rebbe that if someone promised to bring a small animal instead of a large one, he is not yoitza. Bar Pada says the six were used for money from an animal that was sold after its replacement was used for the carbon. The six were six cases of where this can happen: for the money from a parchatos of the tzira that was sold, from the rams of an asham me'ila or of an asham gezelis that were sold, for the lambs of the asham of a nazir or a mitzayra, from the chatas goat of the tzira brought on Yom Tov, from extra money that was designated for the purchase of a carbon, and for the ma'or given along with the machzor hashekel. The Gemara explains that everyone else doesn't say the chizkiyah because they don't feel the need to separate for the different groups of kahanim, since kahanim of each day will get the skins of that day. Everyone doesn't say the Rabbi Yochanan because they're not concerned for corrosion. They don't say like Ze'iri because they don't want to explain a mishnah that's only following one view, the view of Rebbe. They don't say like Bar Pada because why would one of the boxes be for extra money that was designated for a carbon? Aren't the rest of the boxes essentially the same thing? Also, another reason is that a braisa says that our mayor holds that the ma'av machzor shekel went to the shkolim fund, not to a separate box, and presumably the Mishnah should be consistent with the view of our mayor. Gemara says Shmuel says the six boxes were used as follows: the excess funds of a chatas, of an asham, of a nashir's asham, a nazir's asham, of a metzayir's asham, of a chatas mincha, and of a kohen gadol's chavitin. Rabbi Shaya says they were used as follows: the excess funds of a chatas, of an asham, of a nazir's asham, of a metzayir's asham, of a pair of birds, and of a chatas mincha. Shmuel doesn't say like Rabbi Shaya because earlier in the Mishnah said that another box was used for the money of a pair of birds. Rashi said that one box was needed for those which were required to bring birds, and one was for the excess money of pairs of birds. Rashi doesn't say like Shmuel because he holds like the view that the excess of the chavitin is left to spoil. Like we find in Brice that says the excess of a mincha is considered to be an adava, and the excess of a mincha is left to rot. Rav Chis explained this seems to be a contradiction to mean excess of a chatas mincha is made into an adava for the tzibur, the excess of a chavitin is left to rot. Rashi is following the view of Rav Chis. Rav explained the Brice to mean that even the excess of chavitin is made into an adava, and it's the excess of toida breads that are left to rot. Machlek is the same machlek between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Lazar regarding the excess of chavitin, where Rabbi Yechanan says it's made into an adava, Rabbi Lazar says left to rot. Fakim Ramisha says that the excess of the Asiris Ha'efa is made into an Adava. Presumably this refers to the Chavit and the Kayin Gadol, which is commonly referred to as the Asiris Ha'efa. Mar says no, it refers to a Chatas Mincha, which is also brought from an Asiris Ha'efa. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, a Brisa suggests like the view that the excess of the Chavitim is left to rot. The Brisa dashes the puzzle to teach that the Chavitim is not referred to as a Chatas. We can learn from this that since it's not referred to as a Chatas, its excess is not treated like the excess of a Chatas Mincha, and is instead left to rot. Zok, the next Mishnah. If someone said this act should be an Oila, and then got a mum, in which case it's redeemed and the proceeds used to purchase another animal for the carbon. So if he wants, he may use the money to buy two animals. If he said these oxen should be an oila and they both got a mum, if he wants, he can use the redemption money to buy one animal. Rebbe says it's usur to do so, although he would agree that b'di'evad b'yaitza, like Rashi says, but it's really usur. If he said this ram should be an oila and he got a mum, if he wants, he can use the redemption money to buy a lamb. If he said this lamb should be for an oila and he got a mum, if he wants, he may use the proceeds to buy a ram. Rebbe says this is usur. In fact, Gemara, we have learned that if one promises to bring an ox worth of money and he instead brought two oxen that are together worth of money, he has not fulfilled his obligation. And for more, the Mishnah's case of this ox is different because he has no obligation to bring another ox once the first one gets a mum. Mishnah then said, Shnei Shivorin Elu Oilo. The Gemara says that Rebbe views this as a case of someone who promised to bring a large animal and instead brought a small one, which case is possible. Therefore, even though it got a mum, which means he no longer has an obligation, Rebbe holds that chetchila maybe not be done. Why doesn't he also argue in the earlier part of the Mishnah that allowed the person to redeem the one animal and replace it with two, which is like the case of promising to bring a small animal instead of bringing a large one, which Rebbe holds may not be done? Where it says Rebbe is actually arguing on all the cases of the Mishnah, but he waited until the Rabbans finished saying their view before arguing. This has to be the case because we see later in the Mishnah that Rebbe even says it's also to replace a lamb with a ram, even though a ram is a better quality carb. What's the halacha regarding replacing one type of animal with another type of animal, like replacing an ox with two rams? Eftemar Bryce says, if someone says this ox should be an oila and then got a mum, he may not use the proceeds to bring one ram, but he may use the proceeds to bring two rams. Rebbe says it's also because there's no mixing of their menachas. We see from here that a replacement of one animal may be done with a different animal, shema minah. If so, why does he have to bring two rams? Even if he brings one, the chayyim's promise should be fulfilled, because Rabbanan say that you're allowed to replace a large animal with a small animal. There are two Tanam who argue as to what the Rabbanan held about this. It seems that Rebbe would hold that the only reason it's also is because the menachas can't be mixed. If the menachas could be mixed, it seems that he would say it's mutter. But in our Mishnah, Rebbe says that one may not bring a different animal as a replacement, even when the replacement animal has only one mincha, since it's one animal, and there's no problem mixing menachas. And there are two Tanam who argue as to what Rebbe held. The Mishnah then said, "Rotze Yavi b'damav shnayim v'chulu." Rabbi Nashia bar Zvid, the name of Rav, said, "This is only if he said this ox should be an oila. However, if he said this ox is on me as an oila, he becomes responsible to bring the same type of animal, and he has to bring it. For Ekmar, maybe it means to create a responsibility to bring this animal, but not a personal obligation to bring a carbon." Or it says, "Rather, it must be that Rabbi Nashia bar Zvid, the name of Rav, said, this is only if he said this ox should be an oila, or this ox is on me to be an oila. However, if he said this ox and its value is on me as an oila, then he becomes responsible to bring an animal of this type under all circumstances." Zuck, the next Mishnah. If someone said one of my lambs should be Kodesh, or one of my oxen should be Kodesh, if he had two, then the larger one becomes Kodesh. If he had three, the middle one becomes Kodesh. If he said I specified one of them, I don't remember which one I specified, or my father told me to make that he made one of them Kodesh, but I don't remember which one, then the larger one becomes Kodesh. From the beginning of the Mishnah, we see that one is generous when he gives the Hegdash. However, in the next part of the Mishnah, we see that one's not generous when he gives the Hegdash. Everything Mar Shmuel said, the Mishnah's second case means that we're concerned that he may have meant the middle one, since it's generous compared to the lower one, and therefore the middle one and the best one will be treated as Hegdash. Rav Chiya bar Rav said he waits for the middle one to get him home, and then transfers his Kedusha to the better one. Rav Nachman, the name of Rav Ravua, said this is only if he said one of my oxen should be Kedush. However, if he said an ox from among my oxen should be Kedush, only the largest one becomes Kedush, because he's saying that his most prominent ox should become Kedush. In fact, we find that Rav Huna bar Chiya, the name of Ula, said if someone tells a buyer that he's selling him a house from among his houses, he may then claim that he only sold him the aliyah, which presumably refers to the attic of the house, which is considered to be inferior than the lower floor. Furthermore, aliyah refers to the best quality, not the attic. Furthermore, Bryce says, if someone says an ox from among my oxen should be a kodesh, and similarly, in a case of an ox of hegdash that became mixed with other oxen, the largest one is hegdash, the rest of them are sold for oils, with the proceeds becoming chulin, we see that there's a suffix as to which one is hegdash. Furthermore, the Bryce is only going on the second case where it became mixed with the others. Furthermore, the Bryce says, and similarly, that's just saying that they share the same halacha in that the larger one is hegdash. With regard to the rest being sold for oilus, that's only in the second case. In fact, Mara Brisa says if someone told a buyer, I'm selling you a house from among my houses, and one of the houses collapsed, he can claim that the collapsed house is the one that he sold to him. If he told a buyer, I'm selling you a slave from among my slaves, and one of the slaves died, he can say, that's a slave that I sold to you. Now, according to Rav Bar Avua, this should only be true if the collapsed house and the dead slave were the best of his houses or the best of his slaves. And for tomorrow, the case of a purchaser is different, because the purchaser has the lower hand, the Yad al-Tachtoina, and he has to prove that he bought something other than the one that collapsed or died. We can now use this answer also for the case of the Aliyah as well.